by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. Also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where they invite you to check out their clearance corner. Yes, it's a whole department filled with exciting final clearance merchandise. Stop in today and experience a treasure hunt for bargains. They've got discontinued items as is merchandise, all reduced to rock bottom pricing. Save big on mattress sets, end tables, coffee tables, chairs, and accessories. All items are one of a kind, and the inventory is always changing. Visit the clearance corner and enjoy the savings at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts since 1858. And don't forget to stop in and see them at McKinstry's for the Chamber of Commerce wine tour coming up Friday, September 19th. So next Friday, September 19th, stop in and check them out at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Cale Zomer filling in for Wally Lukashinsky here for a couple of weeks down in the Daily Dodge TV studio. We've got Ashley Dobrinsky up in the WBEV Slumberland studios helping us out today. Corey Sparks up there as well. We appreciate their help this morning, and very happy to welcome back a couple of our guests here this morning to start out the program. Joining us first up this morning, we have with the American Association of University Women Beaver Dam, Annette Camps is with us, and also the chair for the Unity and Community Committee as well with AAUW. Also joining us this morning is Anita Strike with the Beaver Dam Library. Ladies, so nice to have you back.
Thanks for having us.
Nice to be back.
Well, really, really excited, because I was just thinking this morning as we were getting ready for this and getting ready to go on the air, it dawned on me, you know, we had you on earlier in the year, a couple times throughout the year, and as we got you on the air very early this year to talk about the event and upcoming opportunity that we're going to talk about today, you know, back then when we were first talking about it, mid-September kind of felt like a lifetime away yet. Sure. And then yet here we sit, it feels like almost no time has passed, and it is upon us. So really excited, and it's kind of bittersweet too, because it means it's the last time I get to have you on to talk about this, but we're going to make the most of our time. So talk a little bit about this wonderful opportunity that's coming up in Beaver Dam.
Well, AAUW has been working on this for about 2 years, and we're so excited to bring someone from our hometown, John Noltner, for a residency, a community-wide residency, featuring his message about peace and belonging, with lots of activities, free activities for the community day and night.
It's going to be a really full, wonderful opportunity, and we'll get into some of the details on it of the different things you'll be able to take in, because there is a lot. It's going to be a very packed schedule. We were just talking about that off the air, including some things happening at Beaver Dam Library, which is a big part of why Anita is joining us this morning. But also joining us, you know, we've gotten to talk to both of you a couple of times about this wonderful event. One person, though, that we haven't had a chance to talk to yet, and I'm really excited, joining us by phone this morning is John Noltner. John, thanks so much for taking some time out this morning to chat with us.
Hey, good morning. I'm glad to be with you.
Well, really excited for your upcoming residency. I know we've been talking about it here in Beaver Dam for a number of months, and I know Annette and Anita and a number of people here have been hard at work getting everything prepared, and really excited for all the opportunity this presents. But John, for folks that maybe aren't familiar with your story, share a little bit of your background, because you are a Dodge County native.
Yeah, that's right. Born and raised in Beaver Dam, and I graduated from Beaver Dam High School in 1985. I was just looking at a few old photos from that year, and I was a much younger person then.
Weren't we all? You know what? You're not going to believe this. I was a little younger that year too, like almost non-existent at that point, actually. So not
funny
to age you,
works,
but
isn't it?
Yeah, so talk about your journey after leaving Beaver Dam a little bit.
Yeah, I went to college at UW-Eau Claire and started out as a music major. I was always a trumpet player when I was in Beaver Dam. Wound up shifting gears into journalism, and my focus, no pun intended, was photography. And I spent my career as a freelance photographer. I shot first for a daily newspaper in Manitowoc, then I moved to Minneapolis, and I worked in a commercial studio, but for a couple of decades, I shot travel projects and human interest stories for national magazines and Fortune 500 companies. But it was 15 years ago that I started this storytelling project that's bringing me back to Beaver Dam, and it's called A Piece of My Mind, P-E-A-C-E. And really, it's a combination of storytelling and art. So people's personal stories and the portraits that I make of them. And in a divided world, we try to use this storytelling and art to remember what connects us, to look at that common humanity that we all share and to explore ideas of belonging.
Talking with John Noltner, Beaver Dam native, author, photographer, world traveler. There's a number of hats, but we're excited to welcome John back to Beaver Dam for his special residency, Belonging, Unity in Community, based on John's book, Peace of Mind. And I hear, John, we've got to hop to a break here in just a minute. Before we go to break and after the break, we'll get a little bit more into what folks can expect during your residency. But I hear a rumor you actually just got back stateside here from a trip across the pond. Where did you just get back from?
Yeah. I spent a few weeks this summer in Northern Ireland, Belfast and Derry, and some of the border communities, along with the Republic of Ireland. Most of the work that A Piece of My Mind has done has been in the United States so far, but we're starting to explore some international stories, and we want to look at the ways some other societies and cultures have navigated conflict and tension in their history. And so we spent 3 weeks gathering stories and interviews from Northern Ireland, looking at the ways they navigated some of their sectarian violence and some of the ways they have found to work towards healing and some of the work that's left to do. So super, super fascinating. We're just planning our second international trip now. But it's a new direction for A Piece of My Mind, and I'm going to get to exercise my passport a little bit.
Very good. Talking with John Noltner, who will be hosting a residency here in Beaver Dam coming up starting next week. A lot of opportunities. We'll talk about what you can expect with that. John Noltner joining us on the phone. We have Annette Camps with AAUW here with us, as well as Anita Strike with the Beaver Dam Community Library. We've got lots more to talk about, so stick around. We'll have more after the break here on Hometown Today from 95.3 WBEV.
At Prairie Ridge Health, our rehab team is here to help you restore mobility, regain independence, and get back to doing what you love. With state-of-the-art facilities and a compassionate team of physical and occupational therapists, we're proud to serve our communities in Columbus, Beaver Dam, and Sun Prairie. Early morning and evening appointments are available. Schedule a visit today at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Here's the snap to Love, throws right side of the end zone. Touchdown, Jaden Reed, right corner of the end zone. And a Lambeau leap to the north end zone stands. Snap to Goff, rush on, Goff looking, he's hit, he's sacked. And there is your dagger, delivered by Devontae Wyatt.
After dumping Detroit in the opener at Lambeau, the Commanders come to town for Thursday night football. Coverage begins at 5, the kickoff is set for 7:15 on 95.3 WBEV.
From the moment you arrive, so many reasons why. McKinn Street's Home Furnishings is the place where you should be.
It's big savings for you.
Big savings for you.
Big savings for you.
It's the clearance corner at McKinn Street's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, featuring a whole department filled with exciting final clearance merchandise. Come in today and experience a treasure hunt for bargains, discontinued items, and as-is merchandise, all reduced to rock-bottom pricing. Save big on mattress sets and tables, coffee tables, chairs, and accessories. All items are one of a kind. Visit the clearance corner and enjoy the savings at McKinn Street's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts since 1858. Be sure to stop in and see us for the Chamber of Commerce wine tour on Friday, September 19th.
Year after year, McKinn Street.
Landscape season is here, and Glander Transit Decorative Stone and Landscape Supply has everything you need. Updating your curb appeal? Our huge selection of decorative stone and mulch offer a variety of colors and sizes. Raised garden beds? Shredded topsoil is the perfect solution. Bring a trailer or have it delivered. The best prices and selection are at Glander Transit Decorative Stone and Landscape Supply, located at the corner of Highway 33 and Favish Road, Beaver Dam, and online at GlanderTransit.com.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, ag, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
Hey, this is Randy from Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We are joined this morning by a couple of great folks. We've got Annette Camps with the AAUW. We've got Anita Strike with us here in the studio from the Beaver Dam Community Library. And joining us on the phone is John Noltner, the man behind Peace of My Mind, the exhibit, the book, and a lot of other amazing projects, who will be hosting his residency here in Beaver Dam coming up starting next week. Going to be a lot of opportunity. We appreciate John taking some time out to return to his hometown. And John, I just want to jump in a little bit, and we've got Annette here too that can fill in some gaps. But just tell us kind of in general some of the things you're looking forward to doing while you're here in Beaver Dam with the residency and some of the different opportunities that's going to be happening.
Yeah, they've got my schedule full, which is exciting. I love that. That's all good stuff. We're going to be setting up the exhibit at the Dodge County Center for the Arts on Sunday afternoon, and I know that exhibit is going to be open all week long for people to come in and check it out. I'm going to be doing some programming with students at the high school, at the middle school, at Wayland Academy. I'm going to be at Marine Park Technical College for some classroom visits and for some small group discussions. And then we're going to set up a public art studio, a photo studio where we invite people to answer the question, what does belonging mean to you? And people who participate in that studio are going to share their answer in 25 words or less. I'll do a black and white portrait. And then at the end of the week, I'll produce all of these things when normal people should be sleeping, and we'll produce all of these local stories. And on Saturday the 20th, I think it's at the Beaver Dam Fine Arts Center at Camps Auditorium, 6 o'clock public reception in the lobby, 7 o'clock program. And part of that program, I'm going to share back a video of some of these Beaver Dam stories so that people can see themselves and the community reflected as people talk about what does belonging mean to you. Boy, there's some other things. There's a Meet the Artist at a location for the library, book club conversation, Art on the Town. We're going to be doing a photo technique and design class on Saturday morning from 10 to noon. So, boy, Annette probably has the full schedule, and she's going to be keeping track of me while I'm in town, making sure I'm in the right place at the right time. But there's going to be all sorts of opportunities for public engagement, and hopefully for seeing some familiar faces when I'm down there.
And I know, and we'll get into a couple more details on some of these here before we get out of here today. But Annette, I know, you know, John was talking about this wonderful project of, you know, what does belonging mean to you? And you had reached out to a couple of us earlier on in the year and had mentioned, hey, when John's in town, he's going to be doing this project, wants to photograph some of the folks here and ask what does belonging mean to them. And I hear a rumor one of our own here at WBEV might be partaking?
Wally is going to participate.
Fantastic.
Have his photo taken by John, who does such a beautiful, beautiful job with these portraits. And we'll be answering that question, what does belonging mean to you? So he's just one of hopefully about maybe 80, 70, 80 people,
okay.
Given that we'll be, John will be talking to students as well as people throughout the community. And if there's someone interested in participating in that, they could inquire at our website, AUW Beaver Dam. We're scheduling now, so we can't guarantee a spot, but if we'd like to know if they're interested.
Okay, very good. And I'm really excited for that particular piece because I think for two reasons, you know, number one, getting to maybe not in person, but meet, quote unquote, meet maybe some people in the area I haven't met before and get to know a little bit. Mm-hmm. But even I'm really excited to look at some of these photographs and displays of people that I probably know. I've gotten to know a lot of people in this community. But maybe their answer to the question, what does belonging mean to you, is going to open me up to a different side of them and kind of maybe get to learn a little bit of something about them that I didn't know. So really excited about that. And John, you are one of those people that really have a lot going on. And so there's like so many questions that come to my mind. One that's sticking out that I really want to make sure I ask about, because I find this so fascinating. You know, Annette, when before we came on the air, Annette was mentioning, you know, how you and your wife at one point sold the house, packed everything up, and started to travel. Can you just talk about what was that process like? I mean, that had to have been a little scary to jump in. What was that all like?
You know, one of the things Karen and I talk about is actually how normal that felt. It seems like a big shift, but for us, it was sort of a natural growth of the way we lived our lives. We love to travel. We're open to new things. And during the pandemic, you know, our kids were grown. We were done with the house that we raised them in Bloomington, Minnesota, and we were ready for something new. And so I couldn't do the public programming that I normally did because of the pandemic, but what I could do is still interview new people. If we sat outside and we had the microphones 15 feet apart, we could still interview people. And during that stretch, also, I think people were sort of hungry for connection in whatever way they could. So we sold our house. We bought a van that we named Vinnie Van Gogh.
That's good.
I know. It's disappointing. It's a little dorky. But but we spent 2.5 years living on the road full time. 900 days, we drove 93,000 miles across the country.
Wow.
And we actually went to a lot of our tension points in the country on purpose. We went to the border to talk about immigration. We went to Mississippi to talk about race and Confederate monuments. We went to Skid Row to talk about housing security, but always looking for people who were trying to find creative solutions to these really challenging issues. And this is actually the exhibit that it turned into our fourth book, and it turned into the exhibit that we're going to bring to Beaver Dam. So 60-some of these stories of these people who we encountered along the way on this journey of discovery, really. You know, I walked into places where I didn't know very much about what was going on, and I sat with people who were willing to talk with me and help me understand these things in new ways by getting really close to the issues and the people who were working to try to solve them.
Talking with John Noltner, and the exhibit John mentioned, of course, will be set up at the Dodge County Center for the Arts starting next week, Monday, and definitely encourage folks to get out there and check it out. We've so much to talk about, so little time. Annette, what do you want to make? We've got a couple of minutes left. What do we want to make sure we touch on? I've got probably a million questions I could ask John and sit here for the next 4 hours, but what do we want to make sure we touch on? I had another question and I forgot what it was. Oh, I know what it was. John, for you, why was it important, so important to you that you are able to come back to your hometown and share this project with us?
Oh, I mean, you know, Beaver Dam is the place that raised me. It's the place that let me sort of explore my own sense of belonging. And for me, I found that in the music programs at the schools and in the theater programs that sort of let me explore my creativity. You know, literally Gary Haas of Haas Studios was not far from where I grew up. And even as a, I think, 10 or 11-year-old kid, he took an interest in my interest in photography. And he would let me come over and show him some of my favorite shots, and he would sort of mentor me and explain, you know, how to make this better and why this one was good. And, you know, it was an amazing place to grow up. And it's just exciting to come back and see some of the folks that I remember from those days and meet some folks for the first time. You know, you said, as you were talking about seeing some of these photos of people who might participate in this process, that maybe you would learn something new about people that you had known for a long time. And I hope for me, I'll get to see this place where I grew up, maybe in a new place from meeting some of these folks that I encounter during my week in town.
We're talking with John Noeltner, who will be in town for his residency starting next week. And we got just a couple of minutes left. I know we have a couple of things we want to touch on. We talked about the exhibit, the fact that John will be visiting with some different classrooms and service organizations. I know, too, there's kind of a final piece of the event that we want to make sure we get to talk about as well. Quickly before we do that, though, Anita Strike is here with the Beaver Dam Community Library. You were so kind to join us today.
Thank you.
You've barely been able to get a word in edgewise.
That's okay.
But I want to make sure you get a quick chance, just a minute, to let folks know about those couple of things happening at the library.
Sure. So if you didn't hear, the library moved to 1701 North Spring Street. It's a temporary location. And that's where we're going to have our book club meeting. And that's on the 18th at 10 a.m. And John's going to be with us in our book club. And it's open to anyone who read the book, not just our book club members. We'll have light refreshments and just have a conversation with John. And then we're also co-hosting with the Dodge County Center for the Arts, kind of a meet and greet with John on Saturday, the 20th, from 1:30 to 3:30. And we'll have refreshments, and there'll be book signing, and then walk through the gallery. And if you have any questions for John.
That is Anita Strike with Beaver Dam Community Library. Annette Camps with AAUW is here as well. And Annette, I know we want to make sure we hit on, you know, it's going to be a really incredible week, a lot of different opportunities to learn and get to kind of come together as a community. And it all kind of culminates at the end of the week. Talk a little bit about kind of that final culmination, final opportunity that's going to be coming up.
Sure. And as far as details about what's happening all week, they can go to our website, AAUW Beaver Dam. That the culminating event will be a keynote address that John has mentioned, with a reception at 6 and the address at 7. And John's presentation will be introduced by the community theater's children's choir, One Voice, and it will close with BDHS's Bel Canto Choir, directed by Mark LeFaber, and the One Voice is directed by Judy Heffron. That'll be closing. So, again, it's emphasizing to be as inclusive and represent our community as a whole, everyone coming together, and very much has been supported by the community. We're just really appreciate the sponsors, who are all local community organizations. So that's the feeling we want: belonging, community, and enjoying bridging that gap, as John often mentions.
That is Annette Camp. She is with the American Association of University Women. She's the chair for the Unity and Community Committee. Anita Strike is with us as well from the Beaver Dam Community Library. And John Noeltner joining us on the phone, who will be here for his residency next week in Beaver Dam. And again, make sure you follow the AAUW. They've got all the details, because there are so many opportunities next week with the exhibit. there's going to be a presentation at the Watermark. You've got the library things we talked about. You've got the photo techniques class at Art on the Town, Wisconsin, the big culminating event. Lots of stuff going on. So make sure you check out AAUW. Before we go, you know, John, you'll be in town. You've already asked the question of many, many people over the last several years, and you'll get the chance to ask many residents here the question. So I get the great honor to ask you before we let you go today. What does belonging mean to you, John Noltner?
Oh, man. Usually I'm the guy behind the camera.
See? I know. I turn the tables on you.
Yeah, well done. Well done. You know, belonging just for me, it's not just for myself. I mean, belonging certainly means a place where I can be myself, where I feel welcome and supported, but it's also a place where I can offer that to others. You know, if I feel like I belong and I know that the others around me don't feel that, that's not quite enough. And so it's this idea that sort of reaches beyond me and looks at the bigger picture and making sure that everybody has that same feeling. Now, I know that that was not in 25 words or less, but, you know, follow the rules, don't follow my example. That's what
correct. Yeah, do as I say, not as I do. Exactly. I get it. Well, John, we're so looking forward to having you back here in Beaver Dam next week, and definitely expect to probably see me a couple times because I think there's about 100 more questions I would love to ask you. So really looking forward to having you here, as is the Beaver Dam community.
Yeah, I'm packing the exhibit today. I can't wait to see you all next week.
That is awesome. Again, John Noltner, author, photographer, world traveler, looking forward to having him back here in his hometown of Beaver Dam next week for a lot of fun stuff. Annette and Anita, thanks so much for coming in this morning. And really thank you for everything you're doing in organizing this and putting this together, because obviously John has been great in giving his time to Beaver Dam, but certainly there's got a lot of coordination that needs to happen behind the scenes, and we appreciate everything you two are doing too. Make it happen.
Well, thank you for having us. And John, we love you, and you know you're bringing a lot of love to the community. Thank you so much.
For sure. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, love you back. Can't wait.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. We've got more Hometown Today coming up next here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The job market in 2024 and earlier this year, much weaker than originally reported. Preliminary revised numbers released today by the Labor Department show employers added 991,000 fewer jobs to the U.S. economy than we thought. Israel launching a strike targeting Hamas's leadership in Qatar, widening its campaign against the militant group as talks on ending the war in Gaza reach a stalemate. ABC's Ian Paddle in Jerusalem says the normalization of relations between Israel and its Arab neighbors could be in jeopardy following the strike in Doha.
The Abraham Accords were a process, a diplomatic process pushed by the United States, whereby Israel normalized relations with many Arab countries that previously were sworn enemies. And that whole process, I think, now is going to be thrown into question.
President Trump in the White House denying he was the author of an entry in Jeffrey Epstein's birthday book. This is ABC News.
Whether you're waking up or getting ready to hit the hay, you can always count on great content from 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge in the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Gary Day's federal trial in Arkansas is delayed until January. Day faces multiple federal felony charges in Arkansas after he and the girl he's accused of taking from Beaver Dam were found in Nebraska. The girl is now 17 and back in Beaver Dam with her family. Day is believed to be the father of the child she's carrying. It should be another 2 to 3 weeks before all the cars are removed from a large train derailment in the town of Lowell on August 15th. That's according to Dodge County Emergency Management Director Joe Meager. 22 cars went off the tracks that day, but so far only 8 cars have been removed. Meager says it's a long and meticulous process. We won't know what caused the derailment for sure for another 9 to 12 months. A woman injured in a highway crash in Lowell last month has died. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office says 84-year-old Judith Scott Steinberg died at UW Hospital in Madison on Friday. She failed to yield the right-of-way to an oncoming car on Highway 1660 on August 29th. Authorities are releasing the name of the teenager killed in a one-vehicle crash near Watertown Saturday night. He was 18-year-old Caleb Guatemala from Watertown. Governor Evers says he's against the idea of sending National Guard troops to Milwaukee to fight crime. Evers says local police in Wisconsin are doing a good job on their own. President Trump has sent the National Guard to places like Washington, D.C. and Los Angeles to patrol the streets. Someone who bought a scratch-off ticket in Beaver Dam is the Wisconsin Lottery's newest millionaire. The Wisconsin Lottery says Dean Luck, that's right, his last name is Luck, bought a $1 million ticket at Jerry's Automotive on North Spring Street. He came to the Wisconsin Lottery office in Madison to collect his winnings last Friday. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, the Brewers got blanked by the Rangers last night, 5-0 down in Texas. Michael Hellman hit a grand slam of Jose Quintana in the fifth, drove in another run in the seventh for all the runs in the game. The Brewers could only muster 6 hits against Texas pitching. Series continues tonight, 6:30, the broadcast time on 95.3. Cubs lost to the Braves, so Milwaukee's lead. The NL Central sits at 7.5 games. J.J. McCarthy threw a pair of touchdown passes, ran for another. Vikings rallied by the Bears, 27-24 on Monday Night Football. Packers got a short week. The Commanders come to town for a huge early season Thursday night football game. Badger women's volleyball team hosts Milwaukee tonight at the Fieldhouse. 6:30 the broadcast time on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
At Prairie Ridge Health, our orthopedic and sports medicine team is committed to personalized care that meets your individual needs. From arthritis to complex sports injuries, we treat a wide range of conditions with the latest in both surgical and non-surgical options. We're here to help you move better and feel stronger. Now seeing patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 73. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance of rain showers. Tonight, lows level off around 54. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance of rain showers. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 76. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
United Cooperative is hiring, and this could be the opportunity you've been looking for. Join the team as a soybean crush plant technician and help power one of the most essential industries in agriculture. United Cooperative offers competitive wages, full-time benefits, paid time off, and retirement plans. Got experience? Great. No experience? They'll train the right person with a strong work ethic and a willingness to learn. Whether you're looking to start fresh or grow your existing skills, this is your chance. Apply at careers@unitedcooperative.com. United Cooperative. Rely on us.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your home with premium flooring options from Mohawk. Engage sheet vinyl flooring adds style to any room. It's durable and waterproof, making it an ideal choice for active households. Plus, it's quick and easy to install. View our entire selection of Mohawk flooring on Menards.com. Plus, our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Join ESPN Beaver Dam's Corey Sparks, Wally Lukaczynski, and Wade Bates in a Cover 5 pool. It's simple. Each week, pick 5 games against the spread. Then whoever finishes with the most points is a weekly winner. Points will be amassed based on that team's performance against the spread. Compete all season long for your chance at weekly prizes and bragging rights. The contest runs during the NFL regular season only from September 2nd to January 4th. The grand prize is a trip to none other than the amazing Chula Vista Resort and Water Park for four, plus four rounds of 18 holes and two GPS-enabled golf carts at Coldwater Canyon Golf Course, as well as dining passes. Weekly prize winners can claim an ESPN Beaver Dam hat.
Must be 18 years or older to enter. Must only valid to a driver's license.
Simply download the Cover 5 app and join the ESPN Beaver Dam League by entering code BD2025. Earn your chance to claim those prizes. Join Cover 5 today.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, making sure you don't miss what's happening in your hometown. It's Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, your store for floors, and so much more. Randy and his team are there to help you design the perfect space. They've got you covered with everything you can think of: countertops, cabinets, showers and tubs, and of course, with floors in their name, they've got you covered when it comes to flooring. They've got a wonderful selection of carpet over there at Professional Floor Covering, a huge selection, whatever color, pattern, style you're looking for, they have got you covered. They've also got a great selection of hardwood floors. Love a good hardwood floor. They've got laminate. They've got a great selection of that really popular LVP. It's a great opportunity with the water resistance on it, and they've got a great selection there. They also do tile and stone, and of course, the custom area rugs. If you're looking for an area rug, you know, we talked about that huge selection of carpet. Well, choose from any of those and make yourself a custom area rug. If you've got, can't find quite the right color or pattern of things that are just in stock at the big box store, or you've got a very specific odd size room, or maybe you need like a circle area rug that's hard to find, they can help you out. And when you work with Professional Floor Covering, Randy and the team, they're awesome to work with. They come out to your home, they get everything measured up for free. They can help you out if you're not quite sure what type of flooring might be good for a certain room. They can provide suggestions. They'll offer you up some different price points, make sure they get everything done in budget, and they'll have you well on your way to a beautiful home. Visit them today at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam, or online at proflr.com. Our thanks again to Annette Camps, Anita Strike, and John Noltner for joining us in the first half of the show. Next up, excited to welcome a couple of guests from the Pregnancy Support Center of Dodge County. We have joining us Jay Vandenbogart. He is the board president. Nancy Villagas is the executive director, and Javier Garcia is the board vice president and founding organizer of the Pregnancy Support Center. Really happy to have all three of you joining us here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
I want to talk, we've got a couple of things we're going to talk about today. There's some fun stuff, events coming up that folks can help support the Pregnancy Support Center. But before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about what the Pregnancy Support Center is and what it does. For folks who may not be familiar and they hear Pregnancy Support Center, what should they know about this wonderful organization?
So the Pregnancy Center, we're here to serve women and men and babies unborn and born in Dodge County. We offer support, guidance, emotional, educational support, and spiritual support as well.
Awesome. Can you dive into some detail on some of those and some of the services you offer?
We provide free pregnancy tests.
Okay.
We provide free, ultrasounds. We have a inventory of baby goods in diapers, wipes, lotions. Help me.
High
clothes,
chairs.
High chairs.
Okay. Car seats. Okay.
We try to assist not only in the pregnancy and the delivery, but the initial stages of life for the newborn, and help out in any way we can. We are the Pregnancy Support Center of Dodge County, but there is no residency requirement to receive services. Anybody that walks through our door asking for assistance, we are there for them. There's no financial needs base. If they ask us, we help them. There's no application or financial underwriting required.
Okay, very good. So it sounds like, you know, when you say pregnancy support center, that word support really is kind of all-encompassing and really the mission, essentially, it sounds like.
We're non-political. We're a 501c3. We're Christ-focused. We feel we're doing the mission of the Lord. We are a caring, compassionate organization that helps anyone that asks us. We've counseled individuals who have chosen to terminate their pregnancies with emotional support after the fact. So help me. That's yeah.
We've got counseling for grief counseling if anybody's lost a child. We've got if burial's ever an issue, we have plots in Reeseville. So all this is free to our clients, all
wow.
Thanks to all our support from churches, Knights of Columbus. We've got a number of people that make our center possible.
What else should we know about the Pregnancy Support Center?
Last year we saw over 600 clients.
Okay, wow.
So we're getting busier, which we enjoy. We performed, 47
ultrasounds
last
wow.
year. We have a licensed physician that volunteers his time one Wednesday a month to perform ultrasounds free of charge for our clients. We handed out over 2,000 items, baby support items in the forms of diapers, wipes, lotions, things like that.
Wow. So that's pretty incredible. I think you said over 600 people helped
Correct.
Last year. That's incredible numbers. So if folks want to learn more about, and we got another segment coming up, we're going to talk about some of the ways in which people can support, because obviously this does not come without a lot of help from the community. So we'll talk about those. But in the meantime, if people want to learn more about the Pregnancy Support Center, they have questions, they want to maybe see, is this something that could be helpful for me? Where are all the places they can find you, both physically and online?
So physically, we're on 108 Parallel Street, right behind Coyotes. On their website is www.pscdcsupport.com. You can write us an email at pscdc16@gmail.com. And you can call us at 920-219-9305.
You guys are on Facebook, I imagine, too,
we're
as well.
We're on Facebook.
Folks,
we're on Instagram. Yes.
Okay, very good. Talking with a couple of the folks from the Pregnancy Support Center. We've got Jay Vanden Bogart, Nancy Villegas, and Javier Garcia all joining us this morning. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the fun and exciting ways you can help support this great mission. That's when we come back here on Hometown Today from 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
See the Milwaukee County Zoo this summer and enjoy so many species of connection. Home to more than 2,200 animals and over 340 species, kids can dig into dinos at the zoo's summer exhibit. At Exploration Dinosaur, presented by Meyer, you'll unearth the past and explore prehistoric bones, teeth, and more from mighty dinosaurs like the T-Rex and Triceratops. It's an exciting adventure with life-size dinos and hands-on discoveries. Exploration Dinosaur is open daily, now through October 5th. Visit MilwaukeeZoo.org for more info.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new, they've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
Want to go hunting but not sure how to get started? The Wisconsin DNR has you covered. Before you buy that blaze orange, visit dnr.wi.gov. you'll find everything you need to get started with Wisconsin's other favorite fall sport, including hands-on hunting classes, license info, and more. Go wild in Wisconsin and join the hunt today at dnr.wi.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
Plug in to powerful savings on rough electrical products at Menards. CeraWire is American-owned and a leading manufacturer of building wire for residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Save time with Menards' convenient pre-cut lengths of wire and cable in stock and ready to take home today. Hurry into Menards and save big on CeraWire products. Plus, you can visit Menards.com and check out all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
to help those who want to be helped but may not be able to afford it.
That's what PGA Tour winner Grayson Murray had envisioned for a foundation before he sadly took his own life at just 30 years old. His parents channeled their grief into creating the Grayson Murray Foundation, carrying out his vision to help those struggling with mental health and addiction. To donate and learn more, visit GraysonMurrayFoundation.com.
Hey neighbor, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Happy to be joined this morning by a couple of the great folks from the Pregnancy Support Center. We've got Jay Vandenbogart, Nancy Villagas, and Javier Garcia with us, and we talked about some of the wonderful services that they offer to the community. And, you know, as we mentioned, those services are of no charge, and obviously can't do that without a very generous and supportive community. And so if folks want to help out and support this cause, there's a number of ways to do so, one of which is a really fun event you've got coming up with the Fall Benefit. Let's talk about that and what people can expect with the Fall Benefit.
So every year we have a Fall Benefit to raise money for the Pregnancy Support Center. That's going to happen this year, next week on Saturday, September 20th at the Juneau Community Center. Where we have a nice meal, and we have some silent auction going on, and live auction going on.
And I hear a rumor when it comes to the meal. I hear that we've got a pretty talented chef serving up the meal, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Chance in Juneau, he's great.
Yeah, he's awesome. I know a lot of people in our area have had Chef Chance's cooking, and I don't have to tell them how good it is, but if you haven't, it's just super, super talented cook, and always lucky when you can get somebody like him. As you mentioned, you'll have raffles. What else should we know about the Fall Benefit? Anything else?
So the Fall Benefit is one of our major contributors to funding for the year for the center. And so we encourage and we invite you guys to come out and enjoy a free meal, enjoy some time, meet some good people, you know, network and just be there with us.
And I
learn
see
about us. Mm-hmm.
I see for the auction you've got another big local celebrity there with my pal Nate Paulnow is going to be doing the auction. I'm sure plenty people are familiar with him or been to one of his auctions. Nate too, he always very graciously gives his time out at the Dodge County Fair for the big meat animal auction as well. So that'll be fun. Again, the Fall Benefit is coming up on Saturday, September 20th. That'll be over at the Juneau Community Center on Lincoln Drive in Juneau. Doors open at 5. Dinner starts at 6, and then it's going to be a really good time. Do people need to get their tickets ahead of time? Can they just come and pay at the door? How does that work?
They can pay at the door. Okay. They can call us up. They can drop off. They can on our website. We'll have the ticket order.
Oh, perfect.
And they can just fill it out, print it out, drop it off at the center, mail it. If you need any help, give us a call, 920-219-9305, and we'll help you out.
Wonderful. That is Nancy Villegas. She's the executive director at the Pregnancy Support Center. Jay Vandenbogart is the board president. He's with us as well. And obviously, Jay, that is just one way that folks can support the Pregnancy Support Center, all the wonderful services you provide for the moms and babies of our community. But there is other ways you can help out as well. You guys are right in the peak of your capital campaign. Talk a little bit about
that. We actually just initiated a capital campaign. About a year and a half ago, we had an architect look at reconfiguring the design of our building. The building that we occupy was constructed as a two-tenant building, and now that we have taken over the entire space, it's rather inefficient and a little bit uncomfortable. And we hired an architect to redesign the building for us to improve the comfort, the security, the efficiency. And we are embarking on a capital campaign to raise the money we need to do the renovation. When we initially started looking into this, an anonymous donor came forth and blessed us with a $100,000 donation get us started. And that inspired us to go out to the community and ask for additional support to help us get this done. The goal for the campaign is $700,000. It sounds quite aggressive. And it is. It's roughly $400,000 for the interior renovation, $200,000 for the exterior, and another $100,000 to retire our debt. I'm happy to report that as of September 3rd, we in pledges in cash, we're at $348,125.
Yeah. So woo-hoo, that is
we're well on our way. We're well on our way. One of the campaign advisors that has helped us along the way went on a letter-writing campaign to some of his former contacts in his business experience and got us off to a really nice start. I'd like to just mention a couple of the folks that have stepped forward and supported our campaign and gave us permission to use their names. Greg and Kathy Armstrong, Klodowski Real Estate, Jack and Debbie Hankus, Double S Dairy, Larry and Paula Alsom from Alsom Produce, Steve and Kathy Westra, Tom and Joan Balwig, Scott DeYoung and Municipal Well and Pump, Mark Gordy, Ben and Julie Westra, just some of the folks that have given us permission to use their name and hopefully encourage some of you out there to join us in this adventure and this project. One thing I'd like to mention, a lot of you at this time of year have already completed your giving plans for 2025. Our campaign is actually looking for pledges out through 2027.
Okay.
So if you've already made your commitments for this year, but you could consider putting us in your plan for 26 or 27, we'd love to have you fill out a pledge sheet and make a commitment to our project that will allow us to go to the bank and borrow the money we need to do the project until the pledges are actually received in 26 or 27.
All right.
If you're over 70 and a half there and have an IRA or a 401k, or you're subject to RMDs, required minimum distributions, there's some tax advantages to making a direct transfer. I can help you with that if you'd like to talk about it. My cell phone number, if you are interested in talking with me, 920-296-8373.
All right, very good. And unfortunately, we are up against the clock, but we've got with us Jay Vandenbogart, the board president, Nancy Villegas, the executive director, and Javier Garcia, the board vice president and founding organizer with the Pregnancy Support Center. Thanks so much for spending a little time with us this morning.
Thank you for the time.
It was great. That's going to wrap things up for Hometown Today. We'll see you back here tomorrow on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.